VE5RJM, VA4CJP.
VA4CJP, VE5RJM, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, Randy. Just sitting here having a quick coffee and was going through the email you sent here before I take off to work here in a few minutes.
Yeah, roger. Everything look okay on it, or what did I miss?
Yeah, I think for the most part everything looked good and okay. The only thing I didn't notice, or maybe I missed it, is there was a couple of changes we were going to make to the Constitution. Were those captured in that email, or do we just talk about that and change it on the fly while we're at the meeting? Over.
Well, I sent George an email on that, and I never got a reply, or if I did, I didn't get it. So, but he was busy, you know, with his... with everything going on and so forth. So I do have a spot in there for discussing the Constitution, but that's all. I think there's some changes that we're going to make there, but I think I don't think they're required anymore, except for maybe for a quorum size, what's allowed. Over.
Yeah, and that's what I was too, was the one that was probably the most of concern to bring up and talk about is the quorum, just because it's getting harder and harder to make that quorum. So we definitely should look at adjusting that. And then I think there was a couple just wordsmithings there, like I think there was something about active members, but I think we were going to switch it to like licensed members because I don't know what constitutes as active. And there may be just a few tweaking to who can hold positions or officer positions, but maybe that's okay the way it is anyway. So, but yeah, that quorum one, we definitely want to have a discussion on it. But yeah, everything else looked pretty good there. So, looked good to me. Over.
Yeah, roger. Well, so far. The rain's holding back here. It's overcast here, cloudy. Sun's poking through, though. That's a plus. I plan on going over to the field day site this morning here, having a coffee there with Marty and maybe setting up a couple of things. So right now, nothing's been done so far. So got to move the trailer around and stuff like that to set up some antennas, maybe, I don't know. We'll see how far I get today. And what I don't get done today, we can do it in the morning tomorrow when you guys show up there. So, but I think it should be good for the most part. Michelle's going to pick up the stuff there from the co-op there today. So we'll do that and go from there. But anyways, with the Constitution, I've been kind of sitting on the sidelines with that, been kind of letting George take the reins on it, so he's been doing all right as far as I know, and it's just that I think they just got too busy here with everything, his brother's sister and everything else he was doing there, visiting grandkids, and he was on the go for, I think, probably half the month there of May, June there. So, back to you.
Yeah, I was aware of a little bit of that, and I think that's totally fine. I don't think it's anything crazy there. So, as long as we remember to discuss it there at after we go through the existing Constitution and make those amendments, I think we'll be fine. And I think we have a general idea anyway, so, and if George has any supporting info when he's there, then all the better, so I think that'll be good. And I was going to say, all that you should have done this morning is a pot of coffee, hi. And, yeah, so I was looking at the weather, too, there for Kenora, and it looks kind of okay, maybe. They're forecasting rain for 7, but that gets pushed out a little bit more, even further there by tomorrow. Over.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I do have a spot there in the agenda there for discussing it, so we'll discuss it then, and whatever gets decided there. So, I suppose we could probably pass it there too if there's enough for a quorum, the appropriate changes there. So, but yeah, I've been just kind of leaving it in George's ball court there. Since he's been looking after it since day one there, kind of deal, so since all it's been taking place there, and wording-wise and all that sort of thing, so it's a good point there that you made there, Colin, so, but, yeah, I'm enjoying my cup of coffee here, and, you know, the weather always surprises us here on field day, you know, it's kind of strange, you know. I don't know if you hear that one year or not, but we were having a similar situation there where it's doom and gloom and rain and everything, and it ended up having like an hour sprinkle and downpour for about an hour, and that was about it. It was nice for the rest of the day. Sun came out, and so you just never know, right? But it looks like Saskatoon is going to get her for sure there, a downpour, Regina too. But it might maybe stay away from us, hopefully, here in Kenora. But wait and see, I guess. No prediction there. Not until the time passes that then I can predict it there. Over.
Yeah, I agree. To know what it's doing. I remember the one year there I went and we were having the meeting in the tent and it was kind of raining a little bit and then it was beautiful after that. I think the year before, or there was another year, I got in the truck and packed everything up and I think I drove to about Church Bridge and it was still pouring. It poured the whole way, so I ended up turning around and coming back, and then when I talked to George later, he said that he ended up going all the way through it, and it was a beautiful day the whole time there, so I might as well just come and do it anyway and hope for the best. So I told Garfield last night, I was like, well, even if it's raining, maybe we can sit in the campers and we'll just push the wire through the door or through the window and see if we can still make some contact. So it'll be all good. So, the other thing there, Randy, have you heard from Leon? Do you know if he was planning on coming up? I never got an email response for him. And do you know if Larry and Grace might pop in for the day or for the afternoon? Over.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to be talking with Aaron. This morning there in Hendon, and working on his note there a little bit here this morning. Hopefully we can get him back on the air here today. So he went to visit them yesterday, I know, and he'll might have an answer there for us. And if not, give him a phone call and see. They'll probably need a ride for sure. Larry doesn't drive anymore. So... But we'll make those arrangements once we know.